Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 6th February, 2023, and tonight's program, you're going to be blessed. I'm going to bring up a guest just here in a few seconds. I'll do the announcements and advertising at the bottom of the hour. These folks will only be on for a half an hour tonight, but I want to bring up someone that we had on about, I would guess, 8 months to a year ago, a gentleman out of Uganda who is trying to take care of about 39 children, I think he said, 39 children, orphans, trying to feed them, clothe them, house them, and trying to get them in school. His name is Mike. Now, some of y'all might remember him if you listened to that broadcast several months back. I was going to bring up Michelle Tavares. Michelle is a friend of mine, also works with Dr. Tenpenny. She's helping Mike also trying to take care of these children. And folks, Mike is from Uganda. It's a poor country to start with. It's a rough place to try to scratch by and take care of yourself, much less 39 hungry children. So tonight I'm asking you to get out your pen and paper, please. And if you have $5 or $500, whatever you have that you can spare to feed children, please tonight pay attention as to how you can donate. Michelle will share with you how you can do it online. And, of course, you can always do it through Call to Decision, and we will send the funds to Michelle to get to Mike. So without any further ado, let's bring up Mike, and I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name. I'll just bring Mike up. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I'm on.
I am so glad to have you, Mike. It's good to hear from you again. How are you doing?
I'm fine. It's my pleasure. Praise God that I'm on alive.
Amen. All praise to our Father all the time. You know that.
Yeah. Cause
all praise all the time. And yeah. We'll do a quick interview, Mike. How long have you been trying to run an orphanage?
Probably since 2019.
About 4 years. Okay. And yep. You're running about 39 children right now.
Of course, there are 39.
39.
Of 20 are girls and 19 are boys, ranging from the age of 7 months to 14 years.
7 months?
Yep.
Wow. Wow. I got to ask you this question. How much help do you have keeping up with all those babies?
Probably. Well, we are two people who try to take care of these kids.
Two people.
Yep.
That's spreading pretty thin, isn't it? I mean, that's a lot of running for two people. 14 children will keep two people really busy.
It's very busy, and probably we don't sleep at all. Neither day nor night, we don't.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah.
And Mike, I'm going to ask you a couple of personal questions now. How old are you?
33 years.
33. And what made you decide to take on such a task as this?
Probably I'm in Uganda, but I'm not a Ugandan. I lost my parents who were slaughtered in Rwanda genocide. I'm from Rwanda. And all my family was slaughtered in my presence. So I was just running with a crowd of people to save life. When I reached Uganda, I was adopted, I myself, by a man of God by name of Joseph. That Joseph tried to provide me everything. He tried to take me to school a little. Unfortunately, he died when I went back to straight. So when I received this care, when I tried to grow up, I had to share this love with all those in need, because I knew what exactly was on spirit. So since then, up to now, I'm trying to share this love.
And how did you feed yourself after he died?
Probably I was eating on streets.
Eating on streets. So,
of course.
I mean, it's just hard to imagine how you went from there to adopting, taking care of 39 children. I mean, how did you raise the funds initially to get started?
I tried to collect and sell water, and I raised some little money. But when the number became on increasing, probably in Uganda, AIDS is the most challenge we face. Many parents die of AIDS, accidents, and many are single-parented, do not want to take care of their kids. So I keep on adopting them in our home. Mm-hmm. So when the number kept on increasing, I had to look for other means of how I can feed these kids.
So you said you sold water, you hauled water and sold it to people?
Of course, I used to collect fish and try to sell it among the community.
My goodness, that's got to be hard work. So do you run most of your orphanage now on donations, or how do you do it?
Probably. I still right now try to collect some water, although it's a task because I can't get enough to feed them, since most of them are very, very little. They are very young kids. And they need time, a lot of time.
Do you have shelter for them? Do they have a roof over their heads?
I'm not getting you well.
I said, do you have shelter for them?
Do I have shelter?
Do you have a home for
shelter.
Them to live in? Shelter.
Yeah, do you have a home for them.
A home.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably we rent a home in which they sleep in.
Okay. All right. So you run it on donations, you clothe them, you house them, and you feed them on donations. How are things going? How are things going right now?
Yeah, that's why I always give glory to him.
And just so you understand, it's not a home like you and I would have with, you know, security and proper doors and proper rooms and running water. And, you know, these kids are crammed into rooms on floors on, you know, mattresses and makeshift blankets and pillows. And, you know, the windows are not real windows. Some of them are cracked and broken. And, I mean, if you imagine, this is not what you and I would be used to, Pastor Butch.
Of course not. What, Mike? Do you have water, running water available for them, or how do you get water to for them to bathe and drink?
Oh, probably. We have tapped water, but most times it's disconnected. They disconnect it because we fail to pay that water, and so we have to move 21 kilometers in search of clean water.
Wow, 21 kilometers. That's about 18 miles, I think. So you have to haul water that far.
Come again?
You have to carry water
you
that
have,
far?
You have to carry the water that far?
Of course, we carry it ourselves. And I try to get these kids above 8 years to escort me get this water. And after, we sometimes do sell it.
Okay.
In search of some little
sometimes
help.
To sell it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he sells it, yes. He sells it.
Yeah.
When that, how much do you need a month to take care of these children?
A month we need, because every kid, we budget every kid, he uses one, every kid needs $1 a day, which totals to $273 a week. And probably a month, it's $1,092.
So a little over $1,000 a month, you can feed 39 children.
Of course.
Wow, that's cheap enough. Folks, if you're hearing this, and if your heart's, I know your heart's got to be aching. I can't imagine children going hungry, not having clothes or a decent place to live. I mean, I've been really blessed with my life. I grew up in a home that didn't have a lot of money, but always had a place to sleep and food to eat. Well, these children are lacking these things. And some of us, all of us, have the means to send $1, $10, or $100. And I personally am going to pledge myself $100 to Mike ASAP to help him with these children, at least buy them a little bit of food or something that they can use to sustain themselves. And Michelle, tell us, how can people donate? What do you suggest we do for donations?
They could do a few things, Pastor Butch, I suggest going online and checking out for yourselves some of the posts that Mike puts, because it can let you kind of get a glimpse, a little window of what life is like in their world. But they can go to, I created a Bitly link to make it easy for people, so they can go to www.BeLikeBabyITLikeTom.ly/comealivehome. So as long as you have that bit.ly part, which is bit.ly/comealivehome, they can get to his the donate page if they want to donate right away. I like to do it that way because I like to be able to print it out and save it for myself and use it for taxes. But you can also go ahead and send to you, Pastor Butch, if they prefer to send you a check. The Facebook page that he has, a Facebook page and also an Instagram page, and I'll give you the Instagram page name, but the Facebook page is simply facebook.com/Maureen, spelled M-O-U-R-E-E-N dot Nagudi, N-A-G-U-D-I dot 31. And Pastor Butch, I'll get these to you so you can put it up on your, together with this
website.
Interview so people can find it easily.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And please give us that, the website one more time. You mentioned, I didn't catch it all myself.
The one for the donation or the one for the Facebook where they can see pictures?
The Facebook. I mean, the B-A-B-Y, I think you said.
Oh, the Bitly link, the Bitly, that's, it's just, I use Bitly to shorten links a little bit so it could be easier for people to find things. And that's just bit.ly, so Bitly with a dot in the middle, bit.ly/comealivehome.
Okay.
And that's the name of the ministry, is Come Alive Home.
All right.
So if you go to Facebook as well, and you can't type out everything I just said, if you go to Facebook and look for Come Alive Home on Facebook, you should be able to find it right away. Come Alive Home on Facebook.
Okay, and I'll see that this gets out to the people via email. And if you can give me some information, I'll try to put it up on our website also. So, folks, we're asking tonight a simple question. Can you send, either online, as Michelle mentioned, or you can send it to us, and I will forward it to Michelle, a few dollars to help feed these children? Now, I've known Mike by radio now for about a year or so. He sent us pictures of the last time we donated. I think we raised a few hundred dollars. And Mike sent me pictures of the food he bought, stacks of, I guess, something like potatoes and other things that he bought to feed these children. Now, I, for one, again, have a hard time understanding that children are this desperate and this desolate. But I know it's true. I know it's true. I mean, we're blessed in this country overall. We're really blessed. We never had to fool with this too much. We've always been blessed to have enough. Even no matter how tough times was, we always had something to eat. Well, in this situation, these children may or may not eat today. And, Mike, how many times a week do the children not get to eat?
Probably it takes us like 6 months to have meat.
Now, say that again, please.
It takes us 6 months to take meat. We basically take...
It takes 6 months to get meat.
6 months to get meat. Really?
Yep. Yes.
And so what does your diet consist of mostly?
Probably we take beans because they are cheap.
Right?
Yep.
And beans are actually good for you, though. That's great. So do the children get to eat every day?
Probably they did, although now it's 2 days minus taking food.
2 days with nothing to eat at all?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Pastor Butch.
And this happens every so often, Pastor Butch.
Oh, my. Go ahead, Mike.
Every so often they go several days without food.
Go ahead, Mike.
Pastor Butch. The other challenge we have is schools reopened once again, and it's now 2 weeks when schools are open. Unfortunately, I have 14 kids who have to be in school, but they haven't yet started, just because they need to get some school requirements at least, as we wait for God to help us with the school fees.
So the children have not eaten in 2 days. You're trying to raise enough money to get some of them in school, which they desperately need an education, obviously, to get out of this mess on their own later on. And, folks, I don't know what else I can add to this program to make this any more a desperate plea than this. I promise, Mike, I will be sending something to Michelle ASAP and get it to you as soon as I can. It won't be a lot, but it might be a little bit. But I don't know what else to add to what you're saying, because what you're sharing is heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. Do they have water to drink every day?
Probably water. I normally cook water for them to take.
You have water now. Do you have to boil the water before they can drink it?
Yeah, of course I do boil it, because they take it as tea on breakfast, lunch, supper, because we can't afford having food daily. It's now 2 days minus food, so they take this water as black tea.
Oh my, Michelle, what do you want to add?
You know,
you there? Go ahead.
I think about, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yes.
I think about how, you know, my grandparents and my great-grandparents used to live, and this sounds a lot like that. You know, they're from an island, and there were days you didn't eat. You came home for lunch, and you had a glass of water, and you went back to school. So, you know, this is like going back 100 years. For most of us here who can't understand what that's like, you know, in what Mike is seeing these kids go through, and he's going through with them as well. And for those who think, oh, my gosh, I wish I could help, but I can't. You know, if there were 100 of us giving $10, that's $1,000.
Yes.
So we can't think that anything is too small, because all we need is 100 people giving $10. And then that reaches the goal, you know, that gets them fed and their house paid for and you know, some clean water and ability to go to school, just $10. If we can get 100 of us to commit to that every single month, then, you know, these kids would eat. And, you know, Mike, sorry, Pastor Butch, we've been on the show like probably about 6 months ago. I mean, we had so much generosity. There was some amazing people who just gave up from the goodness of their hearts, and we were able to supply enough to them. I think we were able to give enough that it lasted him a month and a half with the kids. Wouldn't it be so nice if we could have a commitment every single month of $10 each from 100 people? I mean, that would be wow, what a difference it would make in so many lives and how little it would affect each and every one of us.
That is very, very true. Very true. And folks, I don't know what to say, except if you want to pledge through us $10 a month, $20 a month, and you put a note in the letter and send it to me, I promise you, every dollar you send through Call to Decision will get to Mike. If you want to pledge $10, $20 a month or whatever you can afford and say, this is to Mike and his orphanage, we will get that to Michelle. She will put that online and get to Mike as soon as possible. And I want you to, please, if you can, do that. Every little bit will help. I promise it'll help. And, Mike, anything else that you'd like to say?
First of all, I would like to thank Mom Michelle and thank you and give glory to God that I'm alive with this kid and right now I'm with you. Thank you very much. Alongside that, I never introduced you our home. This is a Come Alive Charitable Ministries. It's a Christian-based ministry, which is legally registered with a certificate in Uganda since 2019 up to now. And we're trying to give a second chance in the lives of these desperate kids.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And Michelle, tell us again how they can donate directly online. Run it by us again, please.
Yes. So I'm going to have Mike put it up on his Facebook, too, in case it's easier for people to find it there. If you go to Facebook.com and you type in Come Alive Home is the name on Facebook, Come Alive Home. And I'll have him put up the link there. You can also go to the Bitly link, which, give me one second, I was looking for the name over there on Facebook for you. But if you go to Bitly, it's bit.ly, that's B like baby, I, T like Thomas, .ly/ Come Alive Home, and that will take you directly to the PayPal donate page. And please, if you do donate there, you know, give Pastor Butch a shout out to let him know that you did. We'd love to, you know, thank you and praise God for reaching you and having your ears here with us today and your heart here with us today. I mean, we're all anonymous donors all the time. We help people all the time, and it's not about saying, "Hey, look at me! I gave you, you know, money here." It's more about saying, "Look, I was able to make a contribution. Thank you for letting me know that this even existed, because many people here probably never even knew this existed or there even was a need." And, you know, it helps us to also see that our message is reaching you, our message is reaching others. And if you could please, you know, share this message with your friends and family, if there may be someone else who'd be willing to also contribute. You know, if we tell a friend who tells a friend who tells a friend, there's the power of numbers, right? The power of multiplication.
Right.
So please let us know that you were able to reach the donation page, or if you have any questions, please reach out and we'll get you that link.
And Michelle, folks would like to have your email address. Would you mind if I share it with them?
Sure. They can reach me at info@drtenpenny.com.
Yeah, she works with Dr. Tenpenny, folks. You all know Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. info@drtenpenny.com. And I'll put that out also. We can contact her directly if you have any questions about how to donate. Okay.
Yeah, and Mike, I just put on the subject line that you want to reach Michelle.
Okay, you heard that, folks. Put a line that you want to reach Michelle. And if you can, I'm seriously mean this on my heart, send what you can. Get a hold of Michelle. Do it through her or through me if you want, and you do it online. But let's help feed these kids. Please, people. I can't imagine any child going to bed at night hungry. That breaks my heart. The little things can't do a thing about it. They're powerless to feed themselves. Mike is taking this huge chore on his back, trying to glorify God and do His will. Please just help Mike feed these babies. Please. I promise I'm going to. I will. I promise. I'm going to try to pledge something every month, Michelle. I don't know how I'm going to do that
Thank
yet.
You.
I may have my daughter-in-law, who's my bookkeeper, do it somehow online. But I'll do what I can to help every month as much as I possibly can. And, folks, help us help Mike and 39 children. Mike, anything else that you want to say?
Thank you. I will just keep on thanking and give glory to the Lord. To the Lord. Probably, I would like also to share our email address.
Yes, please do.
It's comealivecharitableministries@gmail.com.
comealivecharitableministries@gmail.com. Folks, comealivecharitableministries@gmail.com. You can email Mike directly. And, Mike, I'll be in touch with you over this, and I'm going to try to help you every month as best I can. And I don't know what I can do every month, but I'll do what I can. God has blessed me tremendously, and I'm not a wealthy man financially, but I've been blessed. And having you in the program tonight has been a blessing also. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, too. Thank you so much.
Well, you're more than welcome. Michelle, what do you want to say?
I just want to thank you so much for having us on again, Pastor Butch, and thank you to all the people who are listening. And I hope this touched you and urged you to help. I've seen these children's faces myself, and I told Mike, I said, how can I adopt one of these kids and bring him over here? and that's not always an easy thing to do, but I can donate every month, and I can help, if we can get a group of us to go and get going, like, this is the way to do it, group effort. But please, if we can make a commitment, then we don't have to struggle to try and feed these kids every month, which it is a struggle because sometimes people, I'll be honest, sometimes people commit, to 1 month and then forget about it, and then they remember 6 months later. And it's great. It's wonderful. But we don't have to think in big numbers. You don't have to donate $1,000 today. But if you can donate, $10 every month, $10, 100 of us. I keep saying that number because it's so easy to see. There's more than 100 people listening to this show. And Amen. If each of us can do that, it doesn't seem like a big deal to us, but it's a huge deal to them. It doesn't have to be $1,000. It can be if you want to do that. God bless you. It absolutely can be. Not saying that at all, but we can each do a little bit to reach a huge, huge mountain.
All right. Michael, I will be in touch. I'll be in touch, and I'll email you some information, and we'll keep in touch, okay?
Thank you, Pastor Budge.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Some other thing I can't leave is you are all welcome to Uganda to give a hug to these kids at any time.
Okay. Well, you give them a hug for Michelle and I both, okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Please do that. All right, Mike. God bless. And Michelle, I'll be talking to you real soon, okay?
Okay, bless you.
Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Folks, you heard tonight. Please help if you can. If you have any questions, please contact us. I'll be in office Thursday as always, but help if you can. Just get these children some food, please. Back at the break, you and I got a lot to talk about. Don't go away.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your sword and shield on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back, and I appreciate y'all listening for the first half hour and having a heart to help Mike feed 39 children. He said he could feed them $129 a week, about $1,000 a month, I think is what he said, in that area. If we, a couple of us, a few of us could just pledge $50 a month, 10 of us, $50 a month, that'd feed them for half a month. I'm going to try to do that myself every month if at all possible. No, I'm not bragging on me. I'm just telling you, folks, that when I have somebody on this program and I ask for help for the people, believe me, I'm doing what I say I'm going to do. I'm going to help. I don't want to just be a mouthpiece. I want to be a doer of the word, not just somebody talks about it. So if I help somebody, I will. And please, if you have any questions about what we said, give me a call. If you want to get a hold of Lisa and tell me you want to talk to Pastor Butch about Mike, you can call her, as always, at 800-777-4403 or 304-651-4448. I'll be glad to call you back and talk to you. She'll find me and I'll talk to you, okay? And I mean that. And now on the ways of a few announcements and prayer requests, Mick in New Mexico asked us to pray. He's got a water problem, folks. Can't get it fixed. And that water, as you know, is kind of important. But also asked us to pray for Tom and his mother and for David and his wife. So Mick in New Mexico asked for prayer. Also, information on Johnny, Crystal's daddy. He's still in the hospital, of course, in Morgantown, about 3 hours south of us here or so. North of us. And they're going to put him in a rehab home tomorrow and tried to work with him getting strength back. They did tell the day that the tumor was melanoma, but that they thought they got it all. And folks, just pray that they did get it all. They may have to do some further treatment to make sure, but they said it was melanoma, and they probably knew it was because he had a spot on his head a couple, 3 years ago, or maybe longer than that, that they found on top of his head. So they did get the tumor out. They said they got it all. So let's pray that that's true, folks, and pray that he'll keep on progressing so he can get home with Judy and all of them. And Crystal said, tell y'all, she loves you very much, and thanks for your prayers. And for she missed talking to you on Thursdays. Now, she said that. She misses talking to y'all on Thursdays. So when she's back here, I want you to hound her all day. So anyway, but thanks for the prayers for Johnny. And thanks for being there and actually caring what our people that we ask prayer for, you actually care for. Thank you so much. Now, I want to share just a few things here. And I want, you know, I was talking to Mike. After I got through talking to Mike, I'm thinking, what do I have to complain about? I have nothing to complain about, folks. I have nothing in my personal life that I want to complain about. I'm blessed beyond, way beyond measure, more than I deserve, much more than I deserve. And not because of any, believe me, the blessings come because of the grace of Christ, not because of me. I am absolutely fallible. I'm absolutely so out of line about the things I say and do that I'm amazed that even Christ's grace can keep me where I should be. But I'm so thankful that he does. After listening to Mike and what he shared about his 39 children not having anything to eat for 2 days, I can't, nothing but warm water to put in the bellies for 2 days. I mean, I know that's not forever, but a child, folks, not an adult, a child, 2 days. And I think about these things, what we're going through here in this country. Yes, we have got a battle in this nation for the soul of this land. We are fighting for the soul of this nation, for the souls of the people that live in this nation. We've compromised and surrendered and tolerated so much evil that the Lord God Almighty, I think, has quit hearing most of our prayers because we turn our back upon him, and maybe not in the sense that we just decided, oh, we're going to walk away, we don't care. We did it because we have not got involved enough to try to stop this evil. If you're sitting by and doing nothing, if you're tolerating evil, just get along with somebody, or to keep peace in the family, you're the problem. Oh, the evil's going to be there. The evil's going to be there. Evil is not going to go away. Evil has always been here. Evil's always going to be here. The problem is the church quit fighting evil. The problem is we quit standing against it. And folks, we're told in Matthew 24 about the end times coming. And are you saying, preacher, are you saying we're in the end times? I'm not saying, I don't set dates, but I'll tell you what, folks, the signs of the times are certainly coming around. Much more than I could cover in a half hour on a radio program. The signs of the times are here. You know, in Matthew 24, it's such and this has been quoted, I'm sure, millions of times since it's been written about the last days. But it talks about, of course, about wars and rumors of wars and nation rise against nation and pestilence and earthquakes and famines. Well, folks, we're seeing so much of this right now. It's always been going on. I realize it's always been going on, but never with the capability to destroy the world like it is now. No, I realize a man will not destroy himself. God alone will do that. But man can definitely cut the population by nuclear wars and diseases, and they're doing it. And we're on the verge, I do believe, folks, of something huge coming in this world. I pray that I'm wrong, and I sincerely mean that. I don't want to be right on this, but I do believe that by the end of this year, we're going to see things happen in the world that nightmares are made of. I mean, just on a small scale, I say small in the sense of a worldwide catastrophe, but not small for Turkey. A 7.8 earthquake hit Turkey. So far, somewhere around 4,000 people we know that are affirmed dead. It rocked Turkey, rocked Syria, and actually it was felt away as far away as Greenland. Folks, this is huge. This is huge. 7.8 is a huge, huge earthquake. And it's just something that that we in America have not experienced for centuries that I know of. But this country in Turkey this area has been devastated. It breaks my heart. And the situation there, is, I don't see it getting a lot better very soon at all because the people lost their homes. But on a smaller scale, but right here in the good old U.S. of A., there was a 3.8 earthquake near Buffalo, New York. Largest they had there in 40 years. You say, well, that's not bad. No, it's not huge. It's not huge at all compared to 7.8. But it's still an earthquake in New York. I know it can happen. It's happened before. I realize that, folks. But don't be surprised if you see these things intensify and actually become much more numerous in the very near future. You know, a town, the body of Christ right now needs to join together. And if we're living for Christ, it's best we understand how. Even though we may not agree on everything, but if we're truly born again and trying to serve Christ, any minute differences that are not necessary for salvation should be laid aside and move on. I'm saying minute differences. I don't mean homosexuality and abortion. I don't mean that. I mean things like disagreeing on theology or something along the lines, or when the rapture is going to be or when the rapture is not going to be. Yeah, I expose those things because they're evil. They're wrong. But if we have brothers who want to join together to hold hands together to feed the 39 children in Uganda, I say let's do it. Let's not attack each other or something like that. Let's do it. We don't condone evil. That's not evil. Folks, you wouldn't believe how much I've had to grow in the last, I was born again the last Wednesday night of June 1971. Long time ago. Got married November 20th, 1971. The marriage has lasted, so I think it'll last a little while longer. But nonetheless, my point of it is, I have had to grow tremendously in Christ and the knowledge of Christ and His Word and prophecy and truth. Tremendously, I pray I've grown. I've had to change my mind on many things because I was wrong on issues. I used to preach the pre-trib rapture. Yes, I did. The church I was saved in taught once saved, always saved. And I got along there real good and started asking questions. And it seemed like it irritated people, so I just left the area and went somewhere else. But I had to grow through all these things. Please understand, folks, no one stoned me because I didn't know the Bible. They held my hand and led me through it. They didn't call me stupid because I didn't know about fake Jews or about the Catholic Church. They didn't call me stupid. They held my hand and led me through it. And I praise God these people had enough Christian love in them to do that. I didn't understand about the pagan holidays. I didn't understand about the holy days. I didn't understand a lot of these things. It's a growth period. But by God's grace and the help of many people who taught me over the years patiently, I learned these things. Now we come down to the time when the world is starting to show itself for what it is. I mean, Putin just said the other day that he's going to deploy much more than tanks if he comes to war. Much more than tanks. He said that very clearly. He said, and folks, I can't throw stones at a man for saying that. We're poking him in the eye every day. Well, the West says they're not involved in the war, but that we're supplying weapons to him. But I also happen to know for a fact that we have troops on the ground in Ukraine. At least training them as it did in Vietnam long before we went to Vietnam full-blown. We are seeing, or on the verge now, in my mind, and I lived in 1962. Of course, I was just a boy. I was just a young boy. I didn't understand what happened in Cuba with the missile crisis with Russia. I didn't understand all that. But we were on the verge of nuclear war in 1962. From what I've read from that and what I see today, I think we're much closer to that than we were then. Because now, back then, Russia was not under attack by anyone, and she would not be impressed by NATO to surround the country. And Russia didn't have to enter a country to try to drive back NATO and stop what was happening in that country. But that wasn't going on. So now we're on, I think, on the verge of something much bigger because of the capabilities of war, my friends, in the last, what would that be, 60 years, has multiplied so much that if we went to a nuclear war now, the results are unthinkable. I think unfathomable. I can't even imagine what's going to be. But Putin said he'll use more than tanks. The UN chief Antonio Guterres said that we're on the verge of a far wider war. I don't know how I can add anything to this even more, except, my friends, we've got to look to the answers in Christ. We've got to be unafraid to stand up for the truth. Let's lay aside petty differences and let's stand for the truth. Let's make a difference of where we are while we're here. And Mike, as far as your monies, will be a good place to start. Yeah, our ministry money is tight. It's always been tight. This time of year is usually tighter than others. It's tight. And I just had a very dear brother today say he's going to quit supporting us, and I'm not going to get any reason why. But it breaks my heart because I love that brother. I'm going to miss him. And it's going to hurt the ministry some, but we will survive that. But the point of it is we need to be grouping together now, not splitting apart. I think anyone who listens to this program very long at all knows my heart somewhat to what I want to be and do for Jesus' glory. So I can't imagine why anything else that matters will be rough enough to cut off a fellowship. I just can't imagine that. But it is what it is. But I'm asking all of us now, all of us who claim Christ as our Savior, who have been truly born again, renewed through Christ, born again of Spirit, we become new creatures in Christ that are earnestly seeking the Word of God, the sincere milk of the Word, and want to grow into the meat of the Word of God, that we join together in this. We have people that are waiting to hear the truth. They truly are. And they really need to hear the facts and the truth about everything in this world. First of all, they need to know the truth about Christ. But as I just taught this past week in church and Bible study, that the church quit preaching the law that shows that sinners need Christ. They preach Christ and grace with no law. That means they don't know they need to repent, so they're never born again. The law of Christ, the holiness of Christ must be preached to people so they can see the need of Christ. Then they appreciate the grace of Christ. Well, folks, we need to appreciate it more and come together and lay aside anything that's in our hearts that's just slowing us down as believers in Christ and stand for the truth of what time we have left. We're on the verge of nuclear war, for goodness sake. I do believe that. I truly do. And I think anyone who's been living more than 20 or 30 years, if they open eyes and look around, will see that this world's gotten worse with each year. It's not gotten better. I don't care who's been in office. I guess I got involved in politics heavily back when Reagan ran for office. I wanted Reagan in office. Reagan was a man who was going to turn this country around. Well, obviously he didn't. And then, of course, you go up the list and go, well, we'll get a Republican office to get Bush in. What did the Bushes do? And what did Trump do? I know people don't, oh, well, we're still for Trump. In the name of God, why would you support a man who's totally pro-homosexual? That's a womanizer. Why would you even think about doing that? I don't care if he's conservative on every other issue. Evil that blatant cannot be tolerated. But the point I'm trying to make is this. Why don't we stand for the solid truth of the Word of God and stand united? You know, just because I don't like lentils. I don't like lentils. Oh, I love lentils. Is that a reason to split up over something? Is that a reason for us to divide over that? I don't think so. You like lentils? I like pinto beans. We'll get along just fine. What I'm trying to say is, folks, let's join together and unite for the glory of God. Those who are willing to stand, will you stand up with us? Will you make a difference for the glory of God? Will you help Mike feed his children? Will you stand up and pray for even for this little old ministry that we may reach more people? We have the door opened to even go on Roku, but we can't raise the funds. Very cheap, by the way, very inexpensively. They want to put our teachings on Roku, and that will reach, I think they said, 17 million houses. a potential of doing that. And I know right now, by the grace of God, this we're being listened to in Russia and Germany and France and Australia. I know these countries are listening and more. Can't remember all of them. Listen to this broadcast. I'm calling on our brothers and sisters all over the world. I don't care where you're from. Let's unite in faith and pray to our God Almighty that He'll show us what we can do for His glory while there's still time left. We have children out there that are begging for guidance. They're out there in the world running wild and doing what they want to do because the parents don't even know who Christ is and don't care. It's sad to say, but the generation in their 30s and 40s have never grew up themselves. They're having babies, not even getting married, having babies and spreading them all over the country and don't even care, doing drugs themselves, moving back in mom and dad. That's because the backbone of the nation has been broken. The mortar that held the nation together, Jesus Christ himself and his laws, have been taken out of the country. And out of the churches, because the churches have turned it aside now. We are seeing this world come fall apart. Our nation is so bad off now, they have to lock deodorant and washing powders and other products, lock and put them behind lock and key in stores to keep them from being stolen. That's America today. Why is that, folks? When I grew up, we could take a gun with us to school and put it in the principal's office after school and go hunting. We could put it on a school bus and leave it after school to go hunting again after school. What happened? Those guns never shot anybody. All the time I went to school, there was never a shooting in school that I know of, ever. Now it's all changed. They have to have policemen in schools. What's that a sign of? A sign of what? That the guns become wicked? That the guns become immoral? Or that the people become immoral? When you teach children that there is no God, there is no right and wrong, and that they can choose for themselves what they want to do with their bodies, whether they want to be a boy or girl. When you teach boys and girls that the boys can use girls' bathroom and vice versa. When you teach there are no morals out there, that fornication is really something to be, and by the way, that's called shacking up. Sleeping, getting married before you, sleeping together before you married, that's fornication, worthy of death in the Bible, both the Old and New Testament. But you teach me no sin in that. You teach me no sin in anything, really. Why are we surprised when we teach them how to act like animals that they act like animals? Why does it surprise us? This is what we're losing, folks. We're not, forget the finances, forget inflation, forget all this other insanity, this absolute nonsense. If we had Christ back in our world today, we wouldn't have these financial problems. Now, yes, I'm telling the truth, because we would have real money, not fiat currency running around. We wouldn't have massive taxation. We wouldn't need it. But you see, because the church quit tithing, he said, I'll put a destroyer on you to take your earnings and your money, and it's happened. Yeah, folks, I believe in tithing. You know what I believe in? I don't care what you do or not. That's up to you, but I believe in tithing. These are things that we've forgotten that God put before us for our blessing, not our cursing. He gave us directions to live by, to govern ourselves by, to walk together and hold each other's hands when necessary and pray together and exhort one another. Because as the day grows more evil, folks, we're going to need that. I say to you tonight, in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, that we stand for the truth. That we need not to be ashamed of who we are in Him. Or better yet, who He is in us. Pastor Butch Paul is nothing but a mere mortal. Very fallible. Very, very at times unstable in his ways because I don't follow as close as I could sometimes. I'm telling the truth, folks. I am nothing but a man. I battle my flesh every day just like you do. I have weaknesses, and Satan knows where they are, and he knows how to use them against me. But because of you, all of you, I've been on the radio, next month will be 30 years. 30 years. A lot of my friends and family that I call family in the listening audience have passed away over 30 years' time, obviously. People that I worked with and spoke with in the past, and by the way, I want to mention, thinking of speaking of the past and people I spoke with, we only have one seminar left. We have several of the Broken Arrow seminar left, folks. So that these are the last ones. You can get those for $7.50 apiece. That's enough to cover postage. $7.50 apiece. It's the only one we have left, Broken Arrow, A Cry for Deliverance, where people that spoke there, they're like Greg Emerson is no longer with us. He was there speaking then. It is what it is, folks. We have some of those left, $7.50 apiece. If you buy two or more, you buy $7.50 for the first one, $3.50 for the rest of them, okay? We'll give them to you while they last. We only have that one left, Broken Arrow, A Cry for Deliverance. I think one of the most powerful seminars I ever attended. And it's available for $7.50 or for more, anything more than that, $3.50 each. But these people that I've been blessed to work with over the years weren't perfect people. We didn't see eye to eye on everything. But they were doing what they could and understood to do for the glory of God. And as long as they're walking in morally and living holy in the way that they're living their lives morally, I can work with them on other issues. That's a key factor, folks. We're united in Christ. Because you all, because of everyone out there, over the many, many years that supported us, we're still on the radio. All praise to our God. I am not worthy. I am not worthy to be listened to by anybody except Christ in me. I'm not. I truly am not. But my God has blessed me through you all for a long time. And it's been an honor and a humbling honor to be on the radio with you all these years for all this time. It shows that the love of God for the truth of the Word of God. So all praise goes to Him. And I just ask the Lord to help me to reach more with His Word. If it be His will, we'd like to raise enough funds to go on Roku. To open up a path to 17 million more homes. Okay, all right. The way that I had a call, somebody wants to very quickly give out the information on how to help Mike, right, Todd? Right, Todd? Help Mike, okay. Well, they can help. The best way for me to tell you right now is if you have a donation to send it to me here, call to the decision. I'll get to Michelle. Or you can write this down if you do it very quickly. The letters BIT, Bravo India Tango, BIT dot LY / Come Alive Home. Call tomorrow, folks. I'll call you. And I'll be talking to you tomorrow night by the grace of God. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.